Welcome to another episode of The Last Post Radio Show. You're with Greg T. Ross, and today we have the great honour of welcoming Lydia, Lydia Ferrander Hall, founder and managing director of Resolute Ready. Lydia, hello, how are you, and welcome?
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. It's such an honour to be on your show. And I've got to just start off by saying how much Resolute Ready has appreciated the Last Post magazine and in your support from the birth of Resolute Ready. You've kind of been there right from the beginning, Greg.
Been an exciting journey, Lydia Ferrander Hall. And I tell you what, we want to share it with, for those few that don't know about Resolute Ready now around the world, here in Australia too, we want to share that with listeners so that we can get more support going for you. What a great job you're doing. Look, I guess first up, we might start off, Lydia, with what is the purpose of Resolute Ready?
Well, the purpose of Resolute Ready is to support and to link service providers to our military serving, non-serving, our first responders, our public safety officers, and in particular their families in need of support. You know, we honour our serving community who have this amazing strength to get up every morning to either care, protect, and keep us safe. And it all started because of my own searing trauma, being connected and involved with a veteran who suffered PTSD. And I realised there was a big gap, and that was the connection for me. So I didn't know really where to go and source the help. And so it's really important, that connection, that we find solution-based ideas to allow people to connect. And hence we've got the digital platform, Greg, the Resolute Ready Virtual Hub, that is the one-stop shop, or the library, the directory, the digital library, I should say, that connects you to support services on the ground. So, Greg, the beauty of this platform is that we just really direct the traffic to you.
Yes. Look, I tell you what, this is an exciting venture for Resolute Ready and the veteran community around Australia, the virtual hub. How do we use it? That's what we want to know, Lydia.
Yeah, look, it's really easy. If you go to resoluteready.com, and you select the virtual hub, you'll go straight into the platform where it might just ask you a couple of questions, no personal details. It's really to identify whether you've served with the Army, the Navy, or the Air Force, or whether you're a firefighter or a police officer. And this gives us really good data. And then once you get into the hub, it is so easy. You basically select the nation, Australia, select the state that you're in, and the need, what exactly it is that you require. And then one click, you'll be connected to a whole range of services around that need, whether it's housing, whether it's you need an advocate, whether you need counselling, whether you're interested in equine therapy. There's a whole range of service providers. So we're here to support the wonderful work that our existing service organisations do on the ground. And literally, we are literally just directing the traffic to support, whether it's the carer, the partner, the veteran himself, organisation, in accessing the right support services for the member or individual that they're trying to support.
Look, this is par for the course in the Lydia that I know through our, I guess, the Last Post became first attached to the idea of supporting Resolute Ready when we found out exactly what you were doing. And in the beginning, it was what you intended to do. But you're an amazing woman because, of course, what you say, Lydia, you do. It's you walk the walk.
Oh, look, to me, it's about protecting the human spirit. I don't think we're designed to live a life alone, Greg. I think it's really important if you don't mind me saying, I believe it's actually our social responsibility to support these populations of individuals that put their life on the line. But also, you know, there's a whole bigger community involved here. When we look at the military, it's the military personnel. Like, I think of everyone from the cook to transport to the different departments within the organisations, and then looking at, you know, our first responders and, you know, their infrastructure and how they operate and the support services that they need. And we've got to really support our first responders because there is a lack of support for them, Greg. So I really encourage, service providers out there, if you really can help these wonderful individuals and you've got a service that you can provide, please go to resoluteready.com, submit your service. We'll do the due diligence because we're very p protective of our serving communities and families. And it's really just extending your arm in saying we're here for you to offer help. So look, I'm really excited, and the fact that this is a platform that offers support at local, national, and global level, I'm happy to say that we've got directories on the hub as well, Greg, that can support our wonderful serving community. Can I share an example, Greg?
Yes, of course, listeners would love you to. Please, Lydia.
Okay, so if you I got this phone call from the UK, and it was a researcher in regards to wanting to know Resolute Ready and wanting to know why we had 20 countries engaged with the virtual hub. And
Right.
when I looked at my data and I realized that this is not just a local need, this is a global need, I then decided to extend the scope of this platform. So now we have what they call veteran drop-in centres in the UK, and there's 170 of them across 240 locations.
Right.
Now, the reason they're on my hub is simply because I received an email from an ADF member living in the UK saying, "Lydia, I need someone to talk to, but I live in the UK. Can you help me?" One
Gee.
click, that's all it took, Greg.
Isn't it amazing?
And
Because, yeah, go on.
I was just going to say because of this platform, even the way it's growing organically, you've got to be aware that we haven't had like funding to do this, except we have received funding for our digital education backpack from the Department of Veteran Affairs, and we acknowledge the Australian government for their level of support and so appreciative of that. But we've got to understand that we've got to work, if you don't mind using this expression, like we're one big family addressing the same cause, and we have to work together. Every platform, every roundtable discussion that I've had, every Open Arms Advisory Committee that I've been involved in for Open Arms, we're working together to identify the gaps and then working in problem solving and coming up with solutions together. And also with my involvement with the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide, that was just the first place where I had a voice to actually articulate what I believe our national priorities are for this country, but also the issues and the recommendations. Politicians love it when you go to them and say, "I've got a solution for you." Our politicians, they want to help. They're there, and they've been so supportive with Resolute. And if I can just acknowledge their level of support and thank them, because if we don't work together and become one voice, I think that's when we really do head into a bit of trouble. But I just once again want to really encourage the listeners to please go into the Resolute Ready virtual hub, have a look. We're always open to feedback because that's the only way we can improve our service, and share it. Share it with everyone that you know. It doesn't cost anything. I don't believe you should have to pay for a service so that you can live well.
I tell you what, Lydia, by what you've just exemplified and explained to listeners there, and there's more to come, believe you me, we're talking with Lydia Ferrander-Hall, founder and managing director of Resolute Ready. Lydia, your journey from the start, of course, with your personal story there too, impacting you enough to make sure that people were looked after in the future, which you're doing brilliantly. You want to make it as easy as possible for people, and this is what you've done. And you're quite an amazing woman because, of course, I know through contact over the last 4 or 5 years that the number of meetings, the number of places that you have to get to, and you just make it so much. You're an exemplifying character, I would say to people.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. But there's a team behind me. We have an amazing, community engagement liaisons on the ground and ambassadors who have encouraged me and supported me and guided me. I had the privilege of meeting the Governor General of Australia a couple of weeks ago, and Her Excellency was just so encouraging. I've had interactions with, families on the ground, veterans themselves. I'm always here to listen, to support in any way that I can, but I need to make it very clear that we're not an on-call centre. It's literally a digital directory where you can access resources and information, simply because I don't have capacity for staffing on that level. But not only that, we have, so many other organisations that can deal with the personalisation on the ground. And I believe in not reinventing the wheel. We don't need, programs reinvented or service providers reinvented when we've got some exemplary models on the ground already.
Indeed, and as you note so brilliantly, of course, a social responsibility, and yet not all will follow the path you've done. That what makes you the individual you are. But as I said, you are an example to people of what can be done when one puts one's energy into enacting a dream or a wish to improve society. What you've partially explained a lot of this, I suppose, Lydia too. But why is Resolute Ready so important to you? I mean, there's a few groups that are out trying to help veterans and families, but what makes Resolute Ready different?
It makes it so different because it's about connection. It's about extending the arm of service to our serving members and their families. But one thing for me, I suppose personally, that drives is the fact that I want to leave something for the next generation, our children, our grandchildren, because I want to decrease the impact of service trauma. But not that saying that, with all the respect, those listeners, if you've served, thank you so much for your service, because we wouldn't have the life that we have today and the choices because of your commitment and dedication. But more importantly for me is also to see, and our wonderful ambassador, Ken Robinson, who is the warrant officer, senior enlisted advisor to our chief of defense, states it really clearly. He says that the virtual hub actually addresses all aspects of transition. So
Ah,
this will
okay.
really support, right? This will really support when our serving members come out of service, that I would love, in an ideal world, that they have a transition program that is really quite comprehensive to set them up for success, so that partners that are supporting and spouses that are supporting these families, they know where to go for housing. They can help and source these individuals and make sure they've got employment before they leave the Defence Force. It's about setting them up, for success, so that they can live a well-lived life. This is my message, because just with my experience and listening to so many stories on the ground, the fact that there's three components, I believe, and that is transition, right? And we look at crisis prevention, and then we look at dealing with the actual recovery. So you've got transition, you've got crisis prevention, and then you've got the recovery. And when I was thinking about this concept, it was really those three areas that were driving it. It was so that the transition can be a little bit more easier and user-friendly for our serving community and their families. Then if they do end up in a crisis situation, that they've got access to support and know where to go immediately. That was huge for me, as far as not knowing where to find the help. And then lastly is the recovery, that all of us can contribute to the recovery of a serving member or family. And like I said, we have exceptional existing service organisations at local, national level, and we should celebrate and lead as a nation in this area, because our level of expertise just needs to be shared. And that's why I put the translation plugin on the right-hand corner of the Resolute Ready website, so that we can translate some of these services in any language, because I've always got a heart for the disadvantaged nations in our world. And imagine being able to get some information on on how to emotionally regulate, or just this idea of being able to bring researchers across the world, talking to each other, networking, creating projects together. Greg, I just, and the other thing is when I came across the Grandview Research Global Mental Health Services report, they're expected that by 2028 that it's going to cost, mental health is going to cost our global platform $344.6 billion.
Yeah,
I mean, an
that's
amazing
incredible.
and my way of thinking is, when we're dealing with mental health and suicide, it's about addressing loneliness and connection. And if we make that easier for our families, imagine if we can get in nice and early, the burden that we'll take off, hospital emergency departments, government agencies like Centrelink, because it's about creating a healthy society
Indeed,
so that we
indeed, Lydia.
can.
And look, having known you from the beginning of this journey with Resolute Ready, I am constantly reminded of the brilliance of what's being done here. I guess with veteran trauma and service trauma and those in crises, or those that want connection, for heaven's sake, get in touch with resoluteready.com. It's an amazing thing, and the veteran community and everyone involved in that thanks you so much. There's something happening on April 2. Tell us all about it. Sounds very exciting because,
Yes. So,
go
Greg,
on.
I'm really looking forward to finally meeting you face to face next week in Sydney. We've got the actual, we're actually launching the Digital Education Backpack, which is a compilation of high quality resources to support our educators and our parents and grandparents with so many wonderful resources so that we can support our families in school settings. This has been a dream of mine. I don't know if your listeners might not know, but my background's in education, and I've taught primary, secondary, high school, and tertiary in tertiary settings, and also for the education department. And if I can just make the link so that your listeners know, is that I was actually given the job to provide professional development 1 year to 200 schools with teachers teaching 13 different languages. So it was that experience that I investigated using a digital innovative platform so that I could do that in a digital way. And so I thought, well, if that works for teachers, why can't it work for our wonderful serving community, our veterans and our first responders? So it's just so that listeners know, how I came up with this concept. And the education backpack, because of my personal searing trauma and experience in guiding and seeing veteran children navigate through schools and the challenges that they face when they relocate, the loss of friendship, the instability of learning. I felt so compelled to be able to create a project to make it easier for all those involved in accessing these resources in such a user-friendly way that isn't intimidating. It's really at right in front of them, and I just hope that families really utilize these two free, really, what don't cost you anything, resources to help you and your families.
Yes, indeed. And isn't it lovely to hear, of course, knowing that you're a teacher, because teachers often think of resolutions and solutions in preference to ignoring these things. And you've taken this on song, and you've done something with this, with the school settings for the Resolute Ready national launch, which is taking place at the Anzac Memorial in Hyde Park, Sydney, April 2, introducing the Digital Education Backpack. And what a wonderful thing, Lydia.
Oh, thank you. But if your listeners would like to go to the resoluteready.com and you'll see the backpack, you can select the backpack and symbol there and the icon, and it will take you straight to the page that's got the relevant information. You can register if you'd like to know or be kept in the loop. And as soon as that's launched, you'll have a whole heap of resources available to you. And what I love about this is that it'll all be streamlined. And can I just say, I'm so excited. Like in the last week, I've had the Minister for Education, Joe Palmer, send me a video message for the launch next week. She's the Minister for Education, and I've got ministers coming, and I've got a whole range of wonderful support coming through the channels. I have a true heart. I want to see everyone thrive, no matter who you are, whether you're a serving member or not. There are some non-veteran centric organizations on this hub for everybody to use. So please, if you see someone struggling, just reach out and guide them, either to their GP or to the hub, the virtual hub, which can hopefully give you the information. Remember, this is just a starting point. This is not, we fix it in one hit. It takes time to show compassion and just continue to love our serving community that do so much for us.
Yes, indeed. Well said, Lydia. And of course, the Resolute Ready national launch, April 2, introducing the Digital Education Backpack. For more information on that, go to resoluteready.com and find out for yourself. You've taken this globally, Lydia, and this, I guess, reflects for a lot of us. It's not surprising that you've been so well received, not only in Australia, but internationally, so we congratulate you on that. What do you want our listeners to walk away with after this conversation or to do, Lydia? What would be the outcome there?
Okay, so if you know that someone is struggling, one, please guide them to resoluteready.com, select the virtual hub. Sometimes we've got to hold their hand and just guide them through the process, especially if they're experiencing some mental health issues. On the other hand, if you want to see your children thrive, I really believe there's power in knowledge. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Knock on as many doors until you get the right answer. Come together. If you're a, like I said, if you're a service provider and you think that you'd like to be part of this virtual hub, please go to resoluteready.com, select, submit your service. If you're a business and you think that you've got the capacity to employ and help the transition process, please go on the hub, submit your service. If you're a researcher, this is all about bringing people together, not working in isolation. No one deserves to live alone. We need to support one another. And it is our, once again, our social responsibility to support this cohort and this community that are so deserving of much more. And once again, we are so lucky to live in Australia for, with the choices and the climate in which we live today. We need to be grateful. And Greg, I can't thank you enough for this opportunity. The last post, you've been an amazing support for me personally and for the whole team, Resolute Ready team. I can't thank them enough. You can find out who they are on our website, too many to mention.
That's all
But
right.
this is not, yeah,
No,
thank you
that's
so
fine.
much.
It's look, I know my father Raymond, who fought with the 2nd 10th, and my grandfather Joseph, who fought with the 2nd 10th in Gallipoli, and my father during the Second World War, would be greatly honoured and appreciative of your comments because, of course, my father did actually start the first, the last post, which was then back in the late 60s, a newsletter, really, a newsletter which was distributed to sub branches. So we thank you for those comments too. But of course, Resolute Ready is here to walk you through things if you visit the website. And I guess as far as the national launch and the education backpack too, if you want to see your children thrive, and Lydia coming from an education background, and we all understand the power of knowledge and knocking on as many doors as you can until you get the right answer. I think that's absolutely brilliant, Lydia. So we look forward very much to the launch. We look forward to more ongoing success for Resolute Ready. And from the last Post magazine, and I'm sure from listeners also, we honour and salute you for your service.
It's the other way around. I'm sorry. I salute all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being part of this on the last Post radio show. Lydia Ferrander Hall, founder and managing director of Resolute Ready. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post Radio Show on Captivate, Apple, and Spotify.